Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Christine Benedict, and Christine is the chairwoman of the Albany County Republicans. So, Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Cynthia. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. So, we're in the last week, last few days. You must be incredibly busy at this point.
I am incredibly busy. I'll be happy when November 5th is here and things start to settle down some.
Are they going to settle down? Because next year is going to be a humdinger of a year with, you know, the state assembly, the state senate, Congress, and the presidency. It is going to be one heck of a ride. Be prepared not to sleep for the next year, Chris.
Well, you're right. And now with everything moved, with primary day being earlier and, you know,
right,
candidate selection is going to take place in February. So, I mean, like it did this year, you know, some of the candidates have been, I mean, they've said to me they feel like they've been running for a year, which really from February until November, it's almost
uh-huh.
a year. Yeah. So it's a long haul. Start to identify in February, and the election isn't until November.
And you know, being a candidate, you know, I was a candidate before the internet. So being a candidate is one of the most difficult things you can do. You know, you're working for your area, you're working for your state, you're working for your country. And I don't think there's enough recognition from people on just how difficult it is to be a candidate. And would you agree to that? You were a candidate.
Absolutely. I was a candidate. Well, you know, actually my political office years started way back in 1985. I served 2 years on the Colony Town Board with Fred Field and Fred as our supervisor. Yeah, and then in 91, I went into the county legislature where I ran, I don't know how many terms, maybe 6 or 7 terms, and decided not to run again in 2015. So, yeah, I was in the county legislature for quite a few years. So, minority leader. So, yeah, so I've run before. I think it's difficult. I think it can be very grueling on individuals. I mean, the doorbells that you need to ring, and people want to see you. They want to see you in person. They want to talk to you. So these candidates, many of them go away right after Election Day for a week.
So, you know, I've lived in the city of Albany since 2009, and I moved up to the Capital District in 1981. And, you know, I've always known and heard and spoken to and about the city of Albany and how it's a Democratic stronghold. And the
mm-hmm.
suburbs are kind of like the suburbs and the rural areas are more Republican than Democrat. And maybe there's a lot of non-enrolled people thrown in there. But how do you, as the chairman of the the chairwoman of the Republican Party, try to break that stranglehold on the city of Albany?
It is a very, very difficult job. It's an uphill battle. Whenever you have any any kind of city. I mean, it's always usually a Democratic stronghold. I know in our city alone, the enrollment's like 10 to 1. So, you know, those who have voted or will be voting, they've noticed that, like, our city court judge, they're blank on the Republican line. You know, I have spoken to numerous attorneys who I thought would make a great city court judge. However, they just, you know, it's almost like seeing the handwriting on the wall, but there hopefully will be some who will step forward in years to come. But it's difficult. And I think that also they fear if they lose and they need to go in front of that judge, who knows, there could be some repercussions. So it is very difficult to try and break that stronghold. I think a lot of our focus will be in the towns that once were a Republican stronghold, and hopefully will come back, you know, some this year. We're looking very favorably on some of our hill town elections. So, you know, hopefully it'll happen.
But in the city of Albany, I see just not even a handful, just a couple, I've got to say, candidates that are opposing Democrats. And I find that, you know, kind of upsetting, because I think there should be, no matter where you live or no matter what the area is, I think there should be a strong, maybe not even a two-party system, maybe three or four viable parties where people can have a real choice. And people really don't have a real choice in the city of Albany, and I think that's so unfortunate. How do you feel?
Oh, I think it's very unfortunate. However, you know, I'm on the other side, and I look, it is difficult finding people to run for office today. And you see what's going on with people running for office, how dirty it's become. So that makes it even much more harder for someone to step up to the plate. But I absolutely agree with you. I think people should have a choice. And we do the best we can to try and make that happen.
You know, I like to use the word farm team, where people are identified and groomed. Do you see that happening at all?
Where people are identified and groomed?
For,
you mean to take over?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and we talk about that a lot, about, you know, how people do need to be groomed to run. And, I mean, I see it where I have identified people, and I don't want to say any names, but and they've run and they've won. And it was like, okay, we won. Now what? Because they weren't properly groomed. I mean, they did grow into the job eventually, but it is difficult to take someone who has name recognition and just put them in there for the sake of having someone win and take the seat. So, yeah, it is. It's you know, that was one of our biggest complaints I hear from people, is that we don't groom enough people to take over. And that is something that we are working on.
Mm-hmm. And that's not only true of the Republicans. You know, I don't see that, you know, I keep an eye on the Green Party, that there doesn't seem to be much movement there. And unfortunately, I see the same old faces. And I'm sorry to use the word old. The same faces in the Democratic Party, they just play musical chairs. They go from, okay, they might run for this seat one year and another seat next year. And I really don't think that's giving I don't think that's giving the citizenry a viable option. Would you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. In fact, I think I read somewhere the other day where in 2020 or 2021, the millennials will be will encompass like one of every three voters will be a millennial. And, you know, they're the people that I know in Colony. They have a young lady, 31 years old, definitely a millennial, running for town board. She's great. She's educated. She's on the ball. And, you know, we're hoping that she's going to make it because they really are our future of tomorrow, no matter whether it's a Democrat or a Republican.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, one of my pet issues is student loan debt. And younger people are just burdened with the student loan problem. And I had once spoken to a gentleman about this issue, and he kind of poo-pooed it, and he said, millennials don't vote anyway, so why even bring it up? And I think it's terrible that there's like millions and millions and millions of people who are burdened with this, and the politicians are not really substantively addressing the problem so that young people can have a shot at upward mobility. So I'm really disappointed in that. So another issue that stemmed up is, well, I don't know if you would call it an issue, but early voting has started. What's your feeling of early voting?
I don't think it was necessary. Truthfully, I think that it is a huge expense. In many cases, I mean, when I start to hear numbers and how much it is for early voting, it makes my hair stand up. I mean, someone said something about $16 million the other day, or I don't remember all of the numbers that have been thrown out, but it is a huge amount of money for early voting. If New York had a surplus every year, I'd say, okay, let's look at it. We don't. We have a deficit in New York. And to just keep spending like we had a surplus is just, I just have a hard time grasping it and putting my arms around it. So no, if I had my druthers and I had something to say about it, I'd say election day is election day. And if you know you're not going to be here, then vote absentee. I mean, there's always that option. It's not that, you know, people don't have an option if they're not in town.
Now, how many states have enacted early voting? We're one of the last ones, aren't we?
I don't know that answer. I don't know. I think in Tennessee they have it. I have friends who live there, but Tennessee has a huge surplus every year, so they can afford to do early voting. It's about the affordability of it. It's not about the early voting. It's a tremendous amount of money. And I just think that the state and the condition it's in financially, shouldn't even have it even put it on the table. I totally disagree.
Now, why do you think that this is a trial run for 2020?
Well, I think like anything, whenever something's new and it starts out, I think that there's always going to be some sort of glitches and quirks that they need to work out. 2020, I mean, let's face it, it's a presidential election year. There's the Senate, the Assembly, there's congressional runs. So I think that they, that's my feeling, but I don't know that for sure. But I would say that it's a trial run for 2020.
Mm-hmm. I see. So what do you have any predictions for next Tuesday?
I think that the Republicans are going to make some inroads in the towns. I think that the Republicans will make inroads in the town of Colony. I think the town of Queemans, the town of Westerlo. I think our hill towns are doing phenomenal. So I'm hoping that that we make some inroads and that we're able to maintain and we pick up another seat in Bethlehem. So it'll be an interesting evening.
And the city of Albany? Wasn't the city of Albany one time a Republican stronghold?
Oh, heavens, that had to be over 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. 100 years ago or more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
So
in the city of Albany, I think we just have a couple of Republicans running for county legislature. And I don't, I'm not up to date on how they're doing and what is going on.
Okay. So it's going to be an interesting year. You know, I had spoken to a woman the other day. We were talking about the elections and, you know, she had mentioned, well, this year, this cycle is not really that important. It's next cycle where the presidency is voted upon. What do you tell people who say that off-year elections or local elections don't matter?
I tell them that they're wrong, that it all starts at the grassroots level, and that every election is important. And for someone to think that it doesn't start at the grassroots and it doesn't start on the local level, they're looking through rose-tinted glasses, I hate to say it. But that's where it all begins, is on the local level, the grassroots.
Okay, so, Christine, maybe after the election, maybe we can talk again and kind of do Monday morning, you know, analysis. What do you think?
That'll be great. I look forward to it.
Terrific. So you've been listening to Christine Benedict, who is the Republican chairwoman of Albany County. Now, you know, your position is coming up again. Is it too early to ask you if you're going to continue vying for your seat?
Yes. No, it's not too early. And yes, I hopefully my committee will have enough confidence in me to reelect me again, but we'll see. But today I'm telling you, yes, I'd like to continue.
Okay, great. So Christine Benedict is the chairwoman of the Albany County Republican Party. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thanks, Christine. Good luck to you and all your candidates.
Cynthia. Okay.
And we'll talk again. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful day.